Proverbs 8:13 says, "The fear of the Lord is to hate evil. Pride and arrogancy and the evil way and the froward mouth do I hate." Now, years ago, as a much younger preacher, I asked an older preacher this question: why don't I ever hear preachers telling people to hate evil? Even some of the preachers that I'd hear that would preach against sin, they just never would say you should hate evil. That word hate was, I don't even know if I ever heard it used when it comes to hating evil. This was in the early 1990s, and I was reading my Bible, and I saw numerous times when God said, or it was said of God, that he hated evil, but I never heard it preached. It seems to me that for decades, if not longer, even those who profess to be evangelical or fundamental Christians have chosen to create a version of God made in their own imaginations instead of simply accepting God as he is and as he is presented by himself in his own word. A God that hates just isn't as attractive to the fleshly man as the God who is only love. And it is true, as 1 John 4:16 says, God is love, but he is not only love. Even John 3:16 demonstrates this, if we simply accept what it says. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." God's offer of his love is made through the death of his Son, but those who reject his love face his wrath. Those who reject the biblical Jesus and his true gospel of the grace of God will perish, as is explained to us in Romans 5, 8, and 9. "But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him." We must choose to receive God's love or his hate. Receive God's gift of eternal life or perish and receive his wrath. Why? God hates evil. He can do no other. God is holy, and it is in his nature. He must hate evil. And we're told over and over in God's word, Deuteronomy 16:22, "Neither shalt thou set thee up any image which the Lord thy God hateth." Psalm 5:5, "The foolish shall not stand in thy sight. Thou hatest all workers of iniquity." Psalm 11:5, "The Lord trieth the righteous, but the wicked and him that loveth violence his soul hateth." And we've already discussed the seven things that God hates in Proverbs 6:16-19. If you missed that devotional, just take 5 minutes and listen to it. But our text says something more. Those who love God are called upon to join him in hating evil. "The fear of the Lord is to hate evil. Pride and arrogancy and the evil way and the froward mouth do I hate." Now think of all the famous professing Christians today embracing Sodom. We can only imagine the untold millions of professing Christians embracing and accommodating Sodom's wickedness in their homes and local churches in these last days. So what do? We follow God's word. We do as we're told in Scripture. Psalm 97:10, "Ye that love the Lord, hate evil. He preserveth the souls of his saints. He delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked." So as you live in the Spirit and encourage yourself in the Lord, you'll find this easy. Even when shunned by Laodicean fake Christians, even when you stand alone, you stand with God. And if you ever find yourself feeling lonely and tempted to compromise, just remind yourself that you're being tempted by your flesh and the devil. Repent and pray for the Lord's help to stand. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil. Pride and arrogancy and the evil way and the froward mouth do I hate.